Well, congratulations, Neil. What were the key elements of that victory?
We've worked hard in training this week. If you've read my notes and the newsletter, you know, I said that we want to nullify space, we want to tighten up at the back, we want to condense the shape, and then on the counter-attack, obviously, we want to score goals. There was a moment in the game that it all came to fruition when Curtis Jones made the tackle, central areas, gives it to Dan Trickett-Smith. He burst through, Tundio Alabi 2-0 just before half-time, and as a manager, when you work on things like that and it comes to fruition, then, you know, it's the best feeling. But we knew we had to be at our best. I think these have only lost 4 or 5 at home all season.
I think five, yeah.
Five, now 6. Come here and win 4-0 is incredible. And, you know, I just said to the boys, I said, can we set up next weekend's fixture? Can we be in and around it? Can we give ourselves a real chance? Everyone expects South Shields to win the league. And I just wanted to go there, you know, with a realistic chance that if we play well, who knows? You know, the pressure's on them. If they win, they've effectively won the league. But you know what? My side's not bad. So if we go there and give them a game, then who knows? But delighted with today's performance.
Specifically, how important was it to have that, now, no disrespect to any other player, but that first choice back four, yeah, all back fit? There's been a lot of, you know, moving around. You've had to shuffle the pack quite a lot in the back. But we really felt, didn't it, like the top back four were back in form.
It's been hard for them. You know, they've formed a tremendous relationship. You know, when Cam came in, we went like 17 unbeaten with Morris and Jones and Dodd and Doyley. So, you know, they've had a great partnership. And, you know, when Curtis got injured and then Doyley gets injured and we had to move it around. But, you know, even when we were having our blip, we were still churning out results. And, you know, Matty Elson's coming and done well. Aaron Morris has gone to centre-half. Curtis playing in a different position. They've all played the part. But when you've got that back four, you know, you've seen what they can do today. A clean sheet, which is massive. You know, just delight for everybody.
And clean sheet, of course, important. Unlike, say, the Hyde game, 5-0, and then it just takes the edge off it, but not today.
Not today.
Total control.
Yeah, I mean, we hit the post twice. The keeper's made 4 or 5 saves. You know, it could quite easily be more today. But, you know, if you would have said to me we were going to come down and get a 0 and get the 3 points and with a 4-0, you know, we would have snapped your hand off. And it's a nice Saturday afternoon for us.
And how much of Tondi's character has it showed? He's had 6 or 7 games without a goal, which is always something that's going to influence a player, but he never seems to have visibly had his head down. He's never shown that. He scored last week, and the second goal in particular, as you described the movement, brilliant movement for it, but he's fitted the composure and then to blast that in a way the keeper cannot stop.
Listen, Tundi will tell you the truth. We had a conversation in front of the dressing room last Saturday. I said, let me take the pressure. You know, people are saying you're having a blip. People say you haven't scored in 8. Let me take the pressure. You play pressure-free. And I said, if you do that, you're going to score today. And he did, and he scored. And I said it to him again today, and he scored a hat-trick. And I went over and made a point of it. I said, I tell you play like Tundi Olabi does. Take all the pressure off you. Enjoy scoring goals. That's what I'm here for. I'll take the pressure. I'll take people criticising whether not you need a rest, etc. That's my decision. Tundi Olabi is a fantastic footballer at this level. I think that's maybe 30 goals for the season. You know, he deserves it, and, you know, he's a credit. And, you know, all the boys are buzzing for him in there. They really are.
And no one had a bad game today. And to be honest, when you start making, I was thinking just before you start making substitutions, I think this team is playing so well. Surely you can't make any changes. But the role of the subs, Donoghue looked really sharp, and they all played their part, didn't they?
Yeah, Donoghue was outstanding when he came on. Dan Trickett-Smith, you know, it's good 65 for him. He showed glimpses. He'll get better with game time. Regan Linney, good to get him back from his ankle injury. You know, if we're looking to, you know, start him next week. And then Finn comes on down the middle, and, you know, Tundi comes off to a standard ovation. But it's a squad game. You know, I feel sorry for Matty. I feel sorry for Jack Lenehan. I've had to leave Larnell Cole out of the squad. I've left Ben Kerr out of the squad. I've let Kyle go back to Morecambe last night. So it's, you know, everyone wants to play football, but there's 11 games to go. Everyone's been really patient. You know, they're a squad. You know, let them be unhappy with me. With each other, they're great. They're going to have a squad night out tonight. They're going to have something to eat when we get back, you know, at Broadhurst Park. And they're in and out of each other's pockets. And they've been like that since we came together in June. So, you know, I'm really happy for them today. They've shown immense character and real good quality on the pitch.
A little point about Belford. His distribution sometimes is exceptional, where you'll see a player, you know, in the opposing half, and he'll throw it or he'll kick it and he'll find the player. And Ennis, I think it was, both times, yeah, took it really well.
That was a standout moment. He catches from the cross. He puts a half volley down the left-hand side. Charlie Ellis goes through and, you know, makes the keeper work. So, you know, we're happy with that. You know, Cam's been great. I don't think he touched it many times in the second half, which showed our dominance. And that's what I'm saying. You know, these aren't a bad side. These won't surprise me, you know, whoever they're playing. I'll always back him to get points today. They come across a really good FC United team, and, you know, we thoroughly deserved our win.
Best performance the season?
It's right up there. You know, you know, it's hard to say which is the, you know, the best performance. I look at games across the season, but it's got to be up there. You know, if not one, I just look, we're controlled start to finish. But as a manager, when you work on things in training, it's, and you see it come to fruition, the lads taking on and retaining information, that's as pleasing as it gets.
South Shields then, so it's all set up nicely. FC now into second place with Baseford losing. This week, is it as much a mental thing as a specifics on the field, or do you think the mental side is, you feel fairly well taken care of with this team now?
I think we're all right. Listen, we've got to go down there. Like I said at the start of the interview, our important thing was, can we go to South Shields? We always knew when the game was in the fixture calendar. Can we go to South Shields and be in contention, in and around it, maybe going for a playoff place? I wouldn't believe you if you said, you know, we're still in touch with the Championship. And the lads have done that, and this is what we've talked about. Can we go to Shields with 11 games to go? I've got a little thing that I have, I call it the mini-league, when I've got 10 games to go, and my teams usually come to their own when we hit the mini-league. Go to South Shields, go and enjoy the occasion. I'm sure that we'll take a load of fans down, they'll have a load of fans down. You know, the club have paid for us to stop overnight on the Friday, so preparation is going to be as professional as we can do, and we're just going to enjoy the occasion. You know, no pressure on these boys at all.
When you say enjoy the occasion, but still, it's a delicate balance, isn't it, with the job that has to be done, that in a way don't play the occasion. Would you say
I'd say enjoy the occasion, because I don't want them to play it with any pressure. I've said to, you know, in this week about the Gideometer, I want these lads to play pressure free. I want them to go down there, I want it to be packed, I want 3,500 there. I want them to go and enjoy it because they deserve that opportunity. And, you know, we're as good as, if not better, than South Shields on our day. You know, they've obviously been more consistent, the 6 points clear than us. But enjoy the occasion, because it's not every day that you're playing a first v second on a packed field that, you know, down at South Shields. So, you know, these lads won't take the foot off and just look around and stare at the crowd. They'll revel to it. You know, people like Michael Potts and Luke Griffiths, they wait a long time to play in front of, you know, crowds like this next week, and it proves to be a spectacle. And, you know, it's one against two, you know, and they made the best team win. We'll be ready for it, they'll be ready for it, they'll enjoy it, we'll enjoy it, and, you know, just see everybody up there.
You take a point?
No.
Okay.
No, well, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather get beat or I'd rather win. I don't want a point. I want to go for it next week.